Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Oh, I think you can. Hello, Earth. Hello, Love Sunny Bunny. Hello, P. Pickle P. Play, play, play. I'm just eating dinner. Wait, let me open the chat room. I forgot to even open the free chat room. EY, hello! I haven't seen you for a while, Love Sunny Bunny. I hope you're doing okay. Hello, Demon! Hello, thank you for joining my surprise space. I don't even know what I'm gonna talk about. I'm just eating dinner. Hello, Joel. I'm sorry. I'm chewing up there. Let me swallow. Hey, Bay. Hello, DF. Mate. Hello, Smurf. Hello, Man Flash. Hello, hello. It sounds yummy. You can hear me. You can hear me eat. You can hear the eating sound. Doesn't it sound gross? I don't really like those eating ASMR things. Cause like, I think like people chewing sounds just kind of gross, you know? Yes? Oh my God. I hope it doesn't bother you. I'm eating dry noodles, yes. With fried fish and lettuce. Yes. Hope you have a good dinner. It is good. Funaki, hello. Hello, play. Mogo 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 yummy. Hello Mochi, hello Kirishima. Hello, slowly passing away. So yes, audio issue. I am cursed. I am cursed. Me and Non are basically the same entities. Like we just talk on Discord, like just now, and like I was like, you know, maybe it's the thing. Like when you meet your doppelganger, you die. But like. But like since me and Non haven't like meet each other yet, you know, so like instead of like us dying, our tech are dying. Imagine if me and Non meet each other like IRL, like you know, if we're in the same space together, would everything just like collapse? Would we just cause like fucking apocalypse and end the world? Oh my God. I'm not surprised that Naki is known or known is Naki. Yeah, we're basically the same person. Also, visiting less because I'm preparing for my uni degree. Please work hard. Ooh, university. Difficult, but also I want to return to university. So like, I plan to work for like until my contract end with this company, and then I will go study. I'll go study my master somewhere else. Why are you having for dinner tonight? I'm having dry noodles with fried fish and lettuce. So. And you and Non meet, a singularity will appear, and that's the end of your universe, basically. Basically. Company says they will triple your pay after that. Wow, that's really good news. That's really good news. I really hope that I don't have to buy like an audio interface, like a new one. It's not like I don't have money to buy it. I have like lots of money, but like I just don't like spending so much at once, you know? You're leaving yet? No, my day job, my job at the lab, like not prison work. Not prison work. I will only like leave prism when prism is like so was it fed up with me and all my tech issues. They're like, hey Naki, we can't deal with your tech issue anymore. Bye Naki. More like my day job, my job at the lab. Yes, want to just like finish my 1 year contract with them and like use of my savings to like go study my master. University will set me back. Oh yeah, the money for uni. Yes, that's why I'm saving up. That's also why I don't want to like spend so much money at once. It's like I have my savings that I can spend to buy stuff, but I just don't want to. Imagine not spending a lot of money on one thing. It's not only one thing. It's like spending money on something that's like not. It's like those unexpected fun that you have to pay, but you don't want to pay, you know? Do you want to go back to Europe? I don't think I want to. I don't think I want to. Europe is so expensive. I will die. I don't think I can, like, go back there. It's so, so, so expensive. Yeah, I want to go to, like, another country. Not Europe. I also want to, like, visit other country as well. Maybe I will go to Borgerland or something. So I can meet other Prism members or... But like Borgerland also expensive. I also did some research in like tuition fee in Japan is apparently quite... It's like cheaper, you know? But at the same time, I'm not sure if I can even get in because it's so difficult. And I'm... Yeah, I'm not sure if I can. If you could fix a problem while spending money, that's the best outcome. Of course! Of course, so like, I have been talking with like tech support for like the past week, guys. Like, ever since I got my new PC, like, I've been talking with like tech support. Cause like, with the IO issue thing. Kazu, hello! Hope you can visit a lot of fun places. More like, whenever I like move to study, I usually don't like travel a lot because like it's expensive. I just go there to study. Have my Genshin fun? What? Oh, Genshin fun? Why? Hello, Naki. Hello, Saranyan. You're planning to get your house after your degree? Wow. Wow. I never even, like, think of, like, a house. More like because I keep moving here and there and everywhere. So I'm, like... I don't know. I don't... I'm not sure if I want, like, settle in at one place. Because, like... I keep wanting to go here and there. That's also why, like, I only had, like, a laptop for like, the longest time because I keep moving. Mm-mm.
Oh my god, Kaz, doing a Zoomer problem. Wait. You're nervous for your sum for more year. You got given 3 APs. What? Why are APs? What? What is APs? What is APs? 아니? Please explain. Just a Naki passing through. Hello, Mochi. A house is kind of expensive in Singapore. Yeah, it's true. Singapore is very small with like a lot of people. It's insane. I went there before. Advanced placement classes, kind of like the level above honors. Oh wow, Kaz is flexing. Like I am smart kid. Okay, good luck, Kazu. Sorry for I don't mean to like bully you. But anyway, good luck, Kazu. Good luck. You can do it. I will miss bullying you. I'm not flexing. I'm in pain. But like, it's like you can make like a choice, right, to not do it, or I don't know. Work hard enough and overtime enough to own a place. Owning a place is good. I can never imagine me owning any place. Although I like stability, I don't really like the place I'm living in right now, or like, yeah. So I don't think I want to have a house here. Also means you're tied down in the place for the most part. Yeah, exactly. And like, I don't like to like being tied down in the place. I want to, like, for now I want to like go to different country and stuff. APs are super intense. Thank you, Kazu. It's like Keikaku means plan, but in Kazu place, in Kazu place, APs are super intense. What system is AP? I have no idea. I did IB during high school. I'm not sure. I don't know much about like high school borderline curriculum. Oh, I did IB. I don't know. When you're still young, travel as much as you can while you still have the energy and motivation. I don't have the time, though. I don't have the time. I want to travel more, but like, I don't have the time. So that's why I want to use like studying as like an excuse, kind of, for me to like travel to different place. You're rushing your report, but you can't help but listening to the chat. I'm just eating. You can hear my chewing noise. I don't talk much. I'm just eating. When you're young, you have no money to travel. Kind of mood, but like, when you do two jobs like me, then there's no time. You can never have everything. Miss the time of traveling, the last time I left my country is 3 years ago. I think I did travel quite a bit when I was like in Europe. Roving about time waits for no one. I mean, it's true. Technically, I studied overseas, but I took nothing from it for I was too young. Oh, yeah. But like, you're still young, Kazu. You have more chance in the future. You're still young. What do you mean? You're still so young. You're not a fucking hack like me. I'm No, I'm also still young. I'm also still young. It's gonna take me 2 hours to finish this bowl. Wish I could have the opportunity to study abroad, got held back because of COVID. Oh my god. COVID fucking sucks. Like, the reason that I traveled back home was also because of COVID. It just fucking sucks, man. It just fucking sucks. I feel like it's not like I specifically like Europe or anything, but I still prefer it compared to like where I'm living right now. But like, COVID fucking sucks, bro. COVID fucking sucks. Hate it. I was supposed to travel to Japan in 2020, but then COVID stopped it. Ugh! Hate! Man, COVID fucking sucks. Yeah, Kazu, you're basically younger than all of us. You're becoming an old man with no money, no time, and no future. A lot of people are like that right now. Like, I know like a bunch of my friends got like lost their job because of COVID and stuff. COVID is literal doo-doo, man, yeah. I mean, it's still now. It's, like, less bad, but also... still. COVID made me stay at where I'm studying uni for 2.5 years. At least I like this place, so that's good. Like, I think, like... no. Yeah, like my little sister. Well, I'm not sure if I told this before, but like my sister recently graduated from high school, and like for her graduation ceremony, everyone just like wear a mask and stuff, and like they took a picture together as like those graduation picture, and it just looks so sad. You can't see anyone's face. It just looks so sad. It's just like, yeah, like things really change from when like graduated from high school, you know. Always traveling overseas is more relaxed now. It depends on the country, though. That's relatable. Yeah, it applies for you, Kazu. It doesn't apply for me anymore because I'm working. But yes, I didn't even get a... Oh my god, I keep forgetting that you're that young. You're basically a fucking fetus. Middle school graduation ceremony. The generation gap is real. Holy shit. I feel so old whenever I'm talking to Kazu, please. Kazu, please stop. Stop making me feel old. Oh my god. I recently, like, talked to my friend, like, I think we were talking about anime. Like, we started talking about Haganai. I'm not sure if you guys know Haganai, like, nani? What's the full name? Like, it nani? I forgot. Haganai? What's the full name of Haganai? Boku wa tomodachi ga sukunai. That anime. And like, I was like, yeah, it's recent, right? And my friend was like, Naki, recent? It's like from 2011. And I'm like, but 2011 is recent, right? And they're like, Naki, that's like 11 fucking years ago. What do you mean it's recent? I don't know, but it just feels so fresh in like my brain, you know? Like... What do you mean it's 11 years ago? What do you mean? I don't remember it being that old. I'm like, shit, it's already that old? What? It's not recent? I feel so fucking old now. I can't believe Haganai is like from 11 years ago. That's so fucking crazy. Yeah. I feel so old. It's just 11 years. Do you know Special A? Yes, I know. This Special A with like the with the very peculiar animation style that make all the characters look like stick, right? Do they just look like walking stick? So I never watch it though, cause I don't think I like that genre. What was it? Does it have romance? I feel like Special A has romance. Maybe that's why I didn't watch it. Special. It's really hard to use my keyboard because my fucking noodle bowl is way too big. And my table doesn't have that much space. Still. 2008? Wow, okay, that one is kind of old. Okay, Special A is kind of old. You did admit you're an Oji-san yesterday. Yeah, I mean, I am an Oji-san. Yeah, 11 years ago, right? Damn. It's like... I felt like Love Live is like a recent anime, but it's also like from 2013. Like, what's wrong with my sense of time? What night, love funny bunny? I'm sorry, I'm chewing. Mr. Senpai! Hello! Thank you for coming. I'm eating. I'm sorry, I'm chewing. Love Life was 12 years ago. Yeah, right? Isn't that crazy? Is that crazy? I thought it's so recent, but it's not. How is it not recent? Feels like it just aired yesterday. I mean, not, but yeah, like, I don't know, the art style and everything, it looks new, it doesn't look old. Maybe my sense of time is just, like, messed up. Hey, Naki is just chilling. Torita Senpai, thank you for coming. I'm just eating dinner, so like, I was just like full silent and chew my food. Torita Senpai, I hope that your full time Prism streaming work has been fun so far. I'm so excited for you. Can't wait to like see what kind of like new ito content you're gonna put out. Oh, you're editing clips! Oh, I love editing. I think editing is fun. I wish I have more time to edit. Yogurt Parfait sounds yummy. Well, like, kind of relatable, because like, whenever I start doing editing and stuff, I just forgot about food. I would bring my food to like my table, and I just put it there, and like do work, and then 1 hour later, I realized that bro, I haven't touched my food and it's like so cold already. It's been a lot of fun. My mental health's been so much better. Ah, I'm glad. I'm glad it's doing you well. I'm still gonna continue my job though for a long time. Please enjoy your freedom for my sake as well. In my place as well. You're hungry? Just go get food. Make instant noodle or something, it's easy. Mac is making me hungry, so let's all eat together. I wish you all the best at work. Thank you, Rita Senpai. Thank you. Thank you. I will try my best. Literally can't eat nuggets. I just had two of my teeth pulled. I mean, you can still eat soup, right? Or something. Like, you can still consume liquid food, right? Anyway, I will not stream tomorrow. I'm supposed to like stream ito Dark Side Detective tomorrow, but I can't like in my good conscience just like stream with like shitty audio, you know? Cause like I would feel bad for you guys. It's like, I don't want to subject you guys to like the suffering of like crackling, disgusting audio. You know? So yeah. I might do Twitter space though. Wait. Does Nonon have like a free chat room? Cause like, she hasn't... Nonon hasn't streamed recently as well, right? Does she do, like, space? Twitter space? I never managed to catch, like, her Twitter space if she actually did a Twitter space. It wasn't bad yesterday. It was. I don't know. I can hear it. I can hear it. Have you figured out how to solve it? No. I just know, like, the root of the problem just, like, 1 hour ago. So, no. I don't know. I don't know yet. You used to feed that and crackling audio? No, but like it just sounds really bad, and like I would feel bad if I stream in that condition, you know. It's been a long time since Prism Girls to tour spaces, like back then. Yeah, like, but like I remember Iku Senpai and like Aoi Senpai still do Twitter space, or have they like stopped? Yeah, when I'm not streaming because like of tech issue, I would still want to do Twitter space. Just like vibing, you know? Just vibing. Wait, Alice Senpai does watch along on her space? That's pretty cool. That is cool. Wait. What if I just turn on the Kamen Rider, like, Kamen Rider episode and just watch right now? Non's last her space was a few weeks ago? Wait, what? A few weeks ago? Are you sure? A few weeks ago? But like, but like she only had like it her tech issues like I don't know 2 weeks before maybe I think so yeah 2 weeks ago so like is it weird for tourist space was like a few weeks ago. Come and try to watch along. But then you can hear the audio. That would be weird. That would be weird. Wait. That would be weird. Come and try to watch along. I'm like on my last few episodes, guys. That's the problem. Allie made Valentine Choco on space. It was suspenseful. Oh no. Oh no. What do you mean suspenseful? What did Aoi Senpai do? How is making chocolate like suspenseful? Come on, right to watch along Ikuzo. Oh my god. Oh, panicking when she had the knife? Oh my god. Okay, kind of relatable because like I remember when I watched like Wosumi-sama cook, like her cooking stream, I always I always have like cold sweat because I'm like, Wolfsumi-sama, please handle the knife like gently, please. I am scared. I'm not even there, but I am scared. Ah! At least Ali-senpai didn't try to like open a fucking can with a knife, cause like that's so scary. You don't trust her in the kitchen? Why not? Have trust in your Oshi. Wait, Rita Senpai, you opened the can with a knife? No! No, please go buy a can opener, please, please. Oh my god, I'm so glad I don't have to see it. I would get like cold sweat. I would be so scared. Rita Senpai, please stay safe. Don't use your knife to open your can. That's so scary. What if you? No. I will not. Say anything. I'll not say anything. Yeah, that's so dangerous. I know. It's so dangerous. I hope your knife is like, you know, not sharp. I keep forgetting, and the knife works well enough. Holy shit, no. I mean, it worked, but it's still dangerous. It's still a hazard. A can opener is a easier. That sounds like parents always open cans as a kid because we didn't have a can opener. Wait a second. Wait, my grandma opened can that way as well. But like, I don't trust myself. It has to be sharp so it can open a candle. Yeah, that's the problem. But like, it's so scary. It's so scary. What if it slip? I would cut my finger. I would slice my finger off. Cyber Angel going primitive. I mean, if it works, but still, it's dangerous. Still, please go buy a can opener, Rita Senpai. If you ever do a cooking stream, please don't show the Archangel that. I think they'll be scared. They'll be like, Rita, stop! Where are you going? We worry for your fingers. We worry for your hand. Can opener sponsorship is required. Oh no, I didn't know that. Very, very scary, dangerous habit. It's so scary. Oh. And that can opener is not expensive. Did you do that when you did the bread stream? Wait, did Rita Senpai open a can on her bread stream? Cause like, I didn't see anything but the dough, so I didn't know. Did she have to open can? I don't remember. You don't think you did? Okay, that's good. I think if you did, like, and the Archangel saw it, they would freak out, so. You don't remember if can was involved. I mean, you're making bread, and I don't think you need to open the can for bread. Why do you need to open a can when you're making bread? I don't think you need to. So yeah, I think that stream was safe. Yes, yes. Safe practice. Safe kitchen practice. Canned bread? Wait. Does canned bread exist? Wait, what? It doesn't exist, right? Wait, it exists? What? Wait. I thought it's a meme. It exists? Canned bread? Might be there. Whoa! It's real? What? I thought it's a meme! Oh, yeah, I'm Googling it, and I'm like, what? It exists? Oh my god. It doesn't look bad. I want to try it. It looks... Okay. Yeah, now I know it exists. Now I know. Now I know canned bread is real. I was saying that as a joke. I know, I thought it's a meme as well. Like, I heard people talking about canned bread, and I always assume it's like a meme, but it actually is real. Sheesh. Damn. Is that canned rice? Canned rice, wait, what? Wait, okay, no. Okay, good. Good. Wait. Wait, is there? No, right? No, right? Wait, what? Wait, what? Is there? Wait, does canned rice exist? There's no way, right? Everything can be canned. Okay, but like, canned rice? There is? What? What? How do you... Why? What? Oh my god. Why? It exists? Also canned burger? Okay, canned burger, okay, but canned rice? I don't know. Somehow it's wrong. Canned burger? Oh my god. It looks so bad. Canned burger looks so bad. Why would people even buy it? Why would you even make it? It looks so bad. I don't want to eat it. Not sure why you need canned rice. Yeah, exactly. Because they can, yeah, but like just because you can doesn't mean you should do it. Canned parfait? Isn't parfait like ice cream? You can make canned ice cream? You said it's edible. Well, I mean, it's food. It's gonna be edible, but like the taste is important, okay? Canned parfait? Let me look it up. It's good! It actually looks really good! Wow! I want to try it. It looks really good. Can't perfect actually looks nice, right? It looks really good. It looks so fancy and nice. I think it's gonna be expensive. Is it expensive? I have no idea. Nothing would try, right? It looks really good. I would eat it. I'm almost done with my food. It took me so long, but like, I'm almost done. I have like one bite left. Okay, I'm done. I'm done. Were you drinking milk or something else? I'm drinking. I would say hot chocolate, but it's not hot. I put ice in it. Chocolate. Drink. Chocolate milk. So. I love my milky drink. Don't forget to brush your teeth afterwards. Bro. I'm not in elementary school. I'm not in elementary school. I brush my teeth, of course. You don't need to tell me. You don't need to tell me. Oh no! I press on Owie Senpai stream and it end. No! I press on Owie Senpai stream and it ended. The moment I press on it, she's rating Tuna Mayo time now. No! Okay, oh well. Oh well. Oh well. Yeah, such is life. She brushes her teeth, but does she floss? Have you guys ever seen like my mouth? I have like two tooth. I have two tooth. I don't think I need to floss. I have two. I only have fangs, and that's it. I have no other teeth, okay? I don't think I need to floss with like only two fucking fangs. I think I'm good. I think I'm good. Yeah, Aoi Senpai just ended. Nanatsu is doing a watch along. Okay, yeah, well. How you eat noodles with two fangs? You just don't chew. You just, like, wait, I mean, I do chew, but, like, just for show, you know? I chew just for show, but like I just swallow it whole. Yes, yeah. Can I explain why it took so long for you to finish your meal? Yeah, yes. Not because I'm talking to you guys. It's just because I can't chew. Yes. Don't forget to sharpen your fangs. Okay, thank you. I will remember to sharpen my fangs. Straight to the throat. No chew. The speedrun strat. Yes. Yes. Ah. Has SpongeBob toothbrush? I mean, I did like a toothbrushing short. That's how I brush my teeth. Okay, thank you for accompanying me for dinner. I did nothing but just eat. I'd make weird eating noise. Thank you for, I guess, enjoying that question mark. Thank you for accompanying me through my meals. It's just like, you know, I know that I cannot stream tomorrow, so I wanted to talk to you guys at least. At least I can talk to you guys, even though I cannot stream. At least we can still talk through space. Talk through space. Yes, it was just that too as usual. I mean, that's like 80% of being a streamer is talking. Oh, yeah. Mukbang, sorta. Thanks for the space. Yes. ASMR eating. I don't think it's not ASMR though. I hope you guys are hungry now. Oh yeah, there was also keyboard ASMR, but like I can't type that well because like my bowl is like blocking the way. Zatsu, my beloved. Yeah. Even though I'm not that good at talking though, but like, damn. It's only like when I stream, or like when I'm talking with like you guys, that like I can talk a lot. But like, usually I don't like talk a lot because like, there's nothing to talk about with like all the normies around me. You know, like when people ask me, like, what kind of music you listen to, Naki? And I'm like, I listen to, Western music, yes. Which is a lie, but that's just, I don't want to say, I listen to anime music, or I listen to, tokusatsu music. They don't even know what tokusatsu is. Like, I listen to Power Ranger music. yes. There's nothing to talk about with normies. Love the part where you found out about the camp bread. Yeah, I didn't know it actually exists. We learn something new every day. Oots, thank you for the super chat. Oh my god. Demon, thank you for the super chat. Thank you, Play Deja Vu and the Acid. Oh, yes, I listen to Eurobeat. I don't think they even know what is Eurobeat. I only listen to, like, the stuff that normies do not listen to. That's why, like, it's just so hard for me to, like, it to, you know, like, talk to my co-workers because we have nothing in common except we work together. Lesson for today, buy can opener. Yes, I have a can opener. My music taste is 4 parallel universe ahead of yours. Oh yeah, there was like this guy, like he just transferred to like my like my office recently, and like this morning he just started blasting like meditation kind of music, and like I was awake, but after I listened to that I feel like I want to fall asleep. Yeah. It just made me so sleepy. I don't know, maybe he think that it will help everyone focus or something, but like I was pretty awake until he started blasting like those meditation music. I'm like, bet you felt relaxed? No, I just felt sleepy. I just felt sleepy. I don't need it. I don't need the meditation music. Turn it off. Turn it off. He also played like this one song. Like, I still remember that song because like back in high school we have like this kind of like team building activities or something where like a bunch of like college students would like come and like kind of gaslight us with like the meditation kind of music, like just like soft music, and they would like kind of gaslight us. Like legit, that's what happened. They basically kind of traumatized me like a lot. So like whenever I listen to that one song that like was playing during the gaslighting session, I get kind of triggered. Like the guy was also playing the same fucking song like in the morning, and like the moment I heard the instrumental playing, I'm just like, oh my god, I'm reliving I'm reliving very, very fucking bad memories right now. But like I can't just tell him to like, hello, can you like, you know, change the song because this song kind of traumatized me. Like, how do you explain that to people? I don't think I can explain it to him. Like, oh yeah, like this song, you know, this instrumental, like back in high school, like a bunch of like college students used to play this song and then gaslight us. So like, kind of traumatized me. That's just so weird, you know? So I'm just like, I will wait until the song end because, like, he'll move on to another one. So I just sat there like, okay, please let this be over. I hate this song. I'm reliving, like, one of my worst high school memories, like, right now. Hi, I'm scared of this song. Please change or I'll scream. I was screaming, like, internally, though. I hate it. It was basically a gaslighting session. Legit. I really hate those. It's like those college orientation thing where it's just like older kids bullying like freshmen. It's basically that. And I hate it so much. So now whenever like I hear that song, it's just like, you know, remind me of like that traumatic experience. I don't think I can ever forget that. And like it doesn't help build bonds, or it doesn't help us like understand more about life or shit. It just fucking traumatized me. Play a louder music to cover it. Yeah, I just like I just listen to music on my phone instead. Man, I hate those college kids. They think they can come in and fucking like gaslight us while pretending they're teaching us like life lesson or something. Oh my god. I hate it. Yep. Basically gaslighting session. Bullying in movies are so unrealistic. Why do we not see more meditation gaslighting in movies? It's way too traumatizing. Way too traumatizing. And they keep picking on me, you know? They keep picking on me. And I felt so bad. I felt so bad. But like, it's like they force you to participate in the game that makes you feel like shit. And you can't opt out. It's just like once it started, you just have to like stick through, or else they'll bully you. They're like, oh my god, you fucking chicken. I thought you consent to this. Like, no, I did not consent to it. I got peer pressure into it, you fuck. I hate it. It's just like, yeah, it is a gaslighting session. It's just a gaslighting session. Connecting meeting starting soon, so just stopping by. Hello, Pain! I know you're here because Ali-senpai just finished streaming, and thank you for dropping by. I'm just complaining about college students bullying us back in high school with their I don't know, supposedly game that teach us about life lessons, or like teach us about life or how the world works. But now that I'm, you know, an actual adult and like am doing life, I know that what the fuck they taught me back then, it was all fucking useless. Basically, it just traumatized me. It taught me nothing. It's just fucking bullshit. Gaslighting meditation music, yes, basically. It was just so stressful. Horrible, 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 horrible. I would never wish for anyone to experience that. ever. Karma will get them. No, they think they did good. That's the point. Like, they think they did something really good. They think that they taught us like some really valuable like lesson that will help us when we're like adult, but like no. It's just so fucking useless. Useless. Hate them. Oh my god. Hope I won't experience something like that. Well, I mean, I guess just don't attend like college orientation because it's basically the same thing. I don't like to feel relaxed. I want to feel evil. Yeah, basically, I was not relaxed at all. I was so stressed. I was super, super, super stressed. I'm just like sweat, like tripping down, and like I'm just so scared. I'm like, I hate it. And like the worst thing is like they made someone like suffer if I did something wrong, you know, and like that traumatized me so much. It gave me so much stress. All those orientation things are mega cringe, right? Why are they so bad? It's just bullying session. Naki about to go through a Joker arc? No. I already went through that during high school. And I think like at the end of like that gaslighting section, I was like, I was really aggressive towards them because I know that that's bullshit. I was really aggressive to like those college students. I was actually one of those orientation camp leaders before. No. You are nice. I'm sure that you like the activities you did would be like, you know, nice and not like gaslighting, suffering, kind of like activities. Yeah. It's not an icebreaker. It's not icebreakers. It's just cringe gaslighting session. Like, I was really aggressive towards them, like at the end of like the gaslighting session. And like, you know what? I don't know why, but like my fucking classmate also hated me for it. They're like, Naki, why the fuck are you so aggressive towards them? Is it because you were like pick on? I'm like, bro, bro, I'm fucking traumatized. Of course I'm aggressive towards them. I think it's so fucking useless anyway. I can't believe they got successfully brainwashed and gaslit that they believe like, like those people are gods or something. I don't know. Yes. I got hated by like, what is it? Those kind of like cooler kids because I didn't approve of the gaslighting session. Yeah, they got gaslit. I don't think anyone should experience that. I hope so. I kept in contact with a lot of my camp group members afterwards. They really enjoyed their time. Yeah, well, I know you did good, Rita Senpai. It's always like really fun, like the activities that you plan for Prism. But like what I experienced during high school, it was really just suffering. Like I just felt bad. I just felt like shit. You know? Yeah. I just felt like shit. Like they Yeah, I just felt like shit. And they were also aggressive towards me. Have you guys ever seen like this TV series called like Girl from Nowhere? It's like a Thai drama. Like Girl from Nowhere. I'm not sure if you guys know, but like there was one episode that covers like these those orientation thingy, you know? And when I watch that, I'm like, oh my god, I have been through something similar before. Like legit, when I was watching that episode, I'm like, oh my god, I have been through something similar before. I've been like gaslit the exact same way. I mean, of course in the show, like they kind of like exaggerated more and like made it like a lot worse, but legit, like I can understand like the feeling of like those kids that went through like whatever was happening in the episode, because like I've been through something similar before. I got gaslit and like peer pressure into doing things that I absolutely hate, and like I have to suffer for it, you know? Yeah, it felt so meta. I'm like, oh my god, I understand what you feel. I've been through that. And it felt so horrible. Yeah. They peer pressure you into like participating into something that you hate, and then make you feel extremely bad during like the quote-unquote game. So I wish you had a better experience. You only deserve the best. Thank you, Rita Senpai. I just have bad luck of being with like life experience. I can never have nice things. Sounds like normies in general. I don't think anyone should be through that, even normies. Yeah, the show hits harder when you can relate to what's going on. Exactly. I was watching that and I'm like, oh my god. Wakaru. I get it. It sucks. They basically treat you like less than human. They just treat you like you're less than human. Yeah. Do not respect your feelings or anything at all. So. And like, I really hate like the trope where it's like you don't get punished by something that ito. Like, you don't get punished by something you did. Like, if I did something wrong during the game, right? And, like, they punish me for it, like, I'm totally fine. But the thing is, like, you know, like, those kind of game where, like, if you did something wrong, like, everyone has to, like, everyone gets punished. And it made people hate me because I fucked up. And, like, that was so fucking traumatizing for me. Like, I legit was on verge of tears. I think I cry. I might have cried. I was so stressed out, and everyone looked at me like they're about to kill me. Yeah, I hate it. Like, the same thing happened in the series as well. Like, in that one episode, it's like, when one people defect, like, everyone get punished, and, like, it just made everyone else, like, hate you, even though it's not your fault. Like, that's not your game. You didn't make the rules. You know? Yeah! Oh my god. It was so traumatizing. So traumatizing. Horrible. Yeah. And they're like, yeah, you experience these kind of things IRL, you know? I'm like, what? What the fuck you mean, bro? What the fuck you mean? I don't think so. Okay. I don't think so. But anyway, I guess you would just like successfully gaslit everyone into believing it. Blah, blah, blah. Yes. It's targeted to make you feel bad. Exactly. It does. It doesn't help anyone. It doesn't help anyone. It doesn't teach you anything other than people are gonna hate you after that. That's the only thing. I'm gonna head out now. Thanks for the chat, Naki. Have the nice rest of your night. Thank you, Kaizu. Thank you. Bye bye. Good night. I think I will also like end soon. Whoever thought collective punishment was a good idea is literally a devil, right? 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 And you have to like stand there and like look at everyone being like punished. And while they look at you like you're some kind of fucking demon. They look at you like you're the shittiest person or the scummiest person on earth. And that's not even my game, bro. I didn't make the rules. I don't know why you're blaming me to be the bad guy. Collective punishment is also a violation of Geneva Convention, if you think about it. It's just so fucked up, basically. I hate it. Yes. No one should ever been through that. Not fun. They definitely misdirected their anger. I know! And that's why everyone just hated me and stuff like those college kids. Because that's how they make the game to be. Yeah. So, like, afterwards... all my classmates think that, yeah, Naki is the bad guy because she fucked up. She made all of us suffer. Oh my god, it's amazing. The gaslighting works so well. It's like, no, it's because the college kids, like, force us to, like, play this game. Like, they basically, like, peer pressure everyone to doing this. No, it's because Naki... is the stupid kid that like fucked up. It's all because of Naki. Hate Naki. And like, I don't know, like the college kids were like, you know, like you guys will grow closer thanks to this. What the fuck you mean? Everyone hates me now. They even said like, I legit got like anonymous like hate letter after that. I'm not even joking. Like, some kid just, like, sent me, like, anonymous hate message, kind of. Like, they put it on my table, doing my table in the classroom. Legit! Oh my god. Those people have nothing better to do with their time, clearly. Like, as in my classmate or the college student. The gaslighting was super effective. I know, that's why it's so traumatizing for me. They send you hate mails? Yeah, legit. And I think I know who sent it because it's the handwriting, you know? So like, even though they didn't sign their name or anything, just by looking at like the handwriting, I kind of guess who like sent it. Because it's my classmate, you know? They were like, Naki, why the fuck are you so shitty? And like, well, why are you so aggressive to like the, what is it? The college kids, you're fucking cringe. And try and go die. Like, okay. Yeah, a handwritten note. Yeah. So, my first hater. Oh, yeah, I think that's my first hater. My first hater sending me actual anonymous hate message. They don't even know how to hide their identity. I don't think they care. All they want, they just want me to know that I'm shit, okay? You know? It's not like we have like a convenient platform like Marshmallow where they can send their hate message. So like, they were primitive, you know? So they just handwritten. Protect Naki? I mean, like, I'm way over it. It doesn't really matter. But like, basically, I just don't want anyone else to, like, go through the same thing, you know? So, who sent handwritten anonymous letter? At least print it out, bro. I mean, people send love letter, like, handwritten all the time. It's kind of different, though. Did it for the clout? I didn't even tell anyone about, like, the message I got. Yeah. Oh, wait, maybe I did tell someone, like, oh my god, look, someone hate me a lot. Not that I care, though. Yeah, I actually didn't really care, because, like, I don't think I like them either, so, like, it's mutual hate. Good. These people are probably writing hate comments on YouTube videos now, too. Hate comments on YouTube videos. I mean, back then, I also used to write hate comments on YouTube videos because I'm a fucking edgy kid and, like, I didn't know better. But now I know better not to do it. Like, back then, I was, like, what, 12? So, can't relate about love letter at all. Love letter is, like, kind of old-fashioned. No one do love letters, like, nowadays. Even back then, I don't think I have seen anyone, like, sent or received love letter before. Like, ever. Yeah. People just send texts instead. Like, not love letter, you know? And don't know, most hate comments are written by kids, but yeah. But there are some people who genuinely hate you. So, but like receiving like hate message like from people you know is way scarier than like receiving like just like random hate message online. Like, I have had like Marshmallow that said stuff, you know, but like I didn't really give a shit because like what can they do? They're just like one person on the internet. Like, what's the worst you can do? Like, give me a dislike on my video? Like, it's not that scary. But, like, when it's, like, some people that you interact with IRL, then it's scary because they can actually, like, you know, influence you directly, you know? So that's how it's really scary. So, Even at work as well. Even at work, like, there are people that do not like me, and like, they can actually influence like me a lot, and it's just bad, basically. I'm way more scared of, like, you know, IRL hater than anything. Cyberbullying, the cure of saying anything on the web and still be anonymous. But like, I don't mind so much. Like, whenever people say, like, I hate Naki, Naki is boring, or like, Naki is shit at singing. It's like, of course I get kind of bothered by it, but at the same time, it's like, okay, yeah, whatever, I'm just here vibing. So, but like, for example, when people hate you at work, they can like sabotage you and then get your salary deducted, or like kind of like yeah, stuff like that, and those things worries me more than anything. So I wish RL implement that as well. Except you can, like, you know, with like your coworker and stuff, you have to interact with them. Can't help it. That's why you shouldn't get any IRL friends. What do you mean? I mean, you should get more IRL friends, if anything, because you get like more allies, you know? Except I don't even get that. So. You won't hear that from us. You don't have any tolerance for that. Well, like, I know you guys are nice, and like, you always like support me. But like, there are people out there that don't like me, of course. I'm not like everyone cup of tea, of course. It happens. Like, you know, there will be people that don't like me. And like, it's fine. I don't mind. There are a lot of like, you know, better girls in Prism. There are like a lot of like different choices. It's okay. So, yeah, like, keyboard wire wouldn't get my salary deducted. I got plenty of online friends now to balance it out. Yeah, I got lots of like IRL friends. So, still hurt us a little. Yeah, that's why I don't normally talk about it. Or at least on stream, I'm just like, yeah, I'm just vibing. I mean, I'm still vibing, because like, I don't talk about it, because it doesn't bother me that much. What bother me is like, is more like, ito, how I say. But I'm... what bothers me is that sometimes I just feel like I do not stand at like the same place as other Prism girls, because of like a lot of factors. For example, luck is one of them. I just feel super bad that I keep experiencing like tech issue like over and over again, you know? Like, it just sucks. It just sucks, because it is detrimental to like your channel if you do not stream and stuff. And to become big on YouTube, you also need to like get the algorithm to notice you, and you know. And I just have like zero confidence that my content will ever get picked up by the algorithm. I'm like, I want, you know, Prism to be known to like many, many others as well, because right now a lot of my watchers are Prismers, like people who already watch my senpai. But I want to also like, you know, get more new people to watch Prism. So, and I have been trying my best, even when I cannot stream, I try to like post video and stuff, but like but like I just wish the tech issue stop. Like stop, please. Onegai, stop hindering me. Stop hindering me. Yeah. Cause like I already cannot stream much, and now I have to keep canceling stream because of tech issue. I just feel bad. I just feel bad. Like, sheesh. Hopefully one of your short become a big meme someday. I wish. I wouldn't count on it though. I wouldn't count on it. One go take prayers for Naki. Thank you, Uts, for the super chat. Thank you. Thank you.
Wait, what the?
Yeah, so I like being in Prism, and like I like streaming. I like to talk with you guys. So you know, if one day Naki suddenly have to like leave, maybe it's because maybe it's because I'm like flopping around with like tech issue and like my bad luck, and like Prism is fed up with me. I'm like, Naki, we have had enough of your bad luck. We don't want you to be like cursing Prism. Stop cursing Prism. Bye, Naki. Yeah, me and non-tech issue. You probably need more collab. I mean, I actually have like a lot of collab plans for the future. Like this week I have like a collab plan with ito Lucy-chan, like my sister. And then next week I'm planning a collab with Waki Obake. And then there's also, okay, I will not say much, but I do have like a lot of collab plan. I just haven't done any collab like recently because I'm in the process of setting up my PC, and also like my phone broke and stuff like that. So yeah. That's why I haven't been doing collab recently. Yeah. That will happen. Sometime I'm afraid. I'm like, I enjoy my time here, but like, you know, just imagine like I open my own agency and like I have this one talent who keep breaking things and like who keep not being able to stream because of tech issue. Like, honestly, I would be kind of pissed off. Or maybe because I'm a bad person, that's why I think that, but I'll be like, hello, are you okay? Are you sure you can grow your channel this way, girl? Are you sure? Can we really count on you to like, you know, what was it? Like, broaden our brand, you know? Like, I'm kinda worried sometimes. So. Don't leave us? I mean, I don't want to leave. I don't plan to leave. I want to, like, continue to be in Prism. So, but just put things into perspective, you know? Or at least, but you're unique. Thank you, but like, everyone is unique, you know? Everyone is unique, and like being a content creator, luck, you also need luck. If you have like really, really bad luck, it's hard. You would need to have some epic levels of tech issue, like causing the national grid to fail because your computer fried. I should be worried before you. Her curse is way powerful, but I don't. But Non is very, very, very interesting. Non is very, very interesting, and like her videos hit the algorithm, you know. Like her burp ASMR, or like her eco dane, like her video does hit the algorithm, okay? So like, you know, she got like bad tech issue, but like even like when before she debuted, she also had like a hit tweet with like her Ojo-sama like short, you know? So Non has had like hit with algorithm before, but like it never happened with me. Sometimes I think maybe I suck. Cause like Sarah also had like her Minecraft stream that like got a lot of viewers, like the 45k CCV Minecraft VTubers, you know? Like it happened to Sarah, and like it happened to Non, and I'm here like, oh, what am I doing? What am I doing? So people like burp, yeah. Non knows how to hit the algorithm. Maybe I don't know how. How? I mean, I guess that's what all content creators ask themselves, like. Now, that one is glitched, but it does bring in new viewers, though. It does bring in new viewers, though. So. I'm still vibing and doing my best, but yeah. Well, if you have something different to offer, I mean, yeah, I'm not like, what is it? I'm not. I'm not like rejecting that. So I think like each Prism girls are like unique, of course. Although glitch is still Star's second most view stream. Yeah, exactly. Cause like it does bring in new viewers, you know? So. Cause, I mean, right now I stream cause like I have fun. I like talking to you guys and yeah. I just like doing what I'm doing. Like I just like VTubing in general. But I'm just afraid that if I'm not like, I'm not at Prism standards. I don't know. That's what I'm the most afraid of. I'm like, what if one day Prism thinks I'm not good enough? I'm just here vibing. You need to do some ritual, like you're pulling ritual to summon the algorithm to your videos, or I don't know how to do that. How do I summon the algorithm? Just haven't found that thing yet. Keep on looking. Yeah, I'm still doing it. I'm still vibing. Maybe I vibe too much. But because my time is limited, so I can only do what I can do. That doesn't make any sense, but yes. So. Okay. Anyway, I will... I think I'm gonna stop soon. The fans say otherwise, they really like you. Yes, like, I really appreciate you guys. Like, you guys always support me. Mm-hmm. And like the reason that I can continue on doing what I'm doing right now is like thanks to you guys. You're quite a new viewer. Yes, hello. I know. Thank you for finding Naki and thank you for watching. Clickbait title, Naki is just like this vent short. I know, and it sucks. I hate that vent short. That vent short is like the worst video I ever made. Like, I don't mind going, like, with the pace I'm going right now. I don't mind, because, like, I'm having fun. I'm having a lot of fun. It's just that I'm worried that, like, Prism itself will not be, like, satisfied with, like, my ito performance, I guess. Because we also just joined with Sony. So I guess I do have, like, worries. I do have, like, worries. There are stuff that I can't exactly, like, say. But, like, it's not like I'm worried for nothing. There are things that I can't exactly say. There are many people like your streaming and videos. Yeah, I know. I know. And, like, I appreciate every one of you. And that's why I stream. But it's more, it's not a problem with like how I'm not like or anything. It's something I can't explain. Something I can't explain. Prism sees something in you. That's why I take you in the first place. Yes, but we're in collaboration with Sony right now, and things changed. The Sony setting expectation higher than before. No, but like there are things recently that made me worry. Basically, yes. I also talked to like Sarah and Non about it and. Yeah. So I can't really say anything, but yeah, things are different, of course. I hope no one from Prism is listening. Hope so. The expectation you are required to meet. Yeah, I don't want you guys to speculate stuff, but also I'm not really allowed to say anything. Rita? No, Rita-senpai went away. We're good. We're good. So, stream idea brainstorming session. I have a lot of stream idea, guys. I just have to do them like slowly one at a time because I can only execute them in the weekend. Understand, we can expect things to be exactly the same with a different management. Yeah, exactly. So, like, I guess it's normal to have, like, worries. I mean, like, when it first got announced, you guys were also, like, skeptical and worried as well. And, like, honestly, it hasn't been that long ever since, like, the transition. So, like, yeah, I still have my worries, basically. basically. Let's not get ourselves terminated just yet. yeah. This is why I set my space to not be recorded. Please don't record the space, guys. Please don't record it. I know that, like, on, I know that there are people who like to like record space or like record unarchived stream. Don't record it. Don't record this one. So it's not like things are bad. It's more like I'm just worried. It's just me, okay? It's just me. Cause I think I said it, I'm not sure if I said it before, but like I was one of like the most skeptical person with like the whole transition thing, because that's just my nature. I'm always skeptical. That is just how it works. That's just how my mind works. I don't trust people easily. And basically, it hasn't went away yet. Basically. It just hasn't went away yet. I'm very skeptical when Captain got replaced at first, but I only see good things happening to Prism so far since then. Yeah. There are like a lot of cool opportunities for my senpai and everything. So like, I'm happy. I'm happy for my senpai. So, but like, this is something like entirely on my part. Like things in Prism are okay. In like, everyone is doing well. It's just me being worried. Because I'm skeptical and I'm still not fully like trust, like, you know, the new system yet. And it translates to me being worried with like the states of things going right now. The uncertainty is what makes it very scary in my opinion. Yeah, but like, there will be uncertainty in everything. Like, even if like we didn't get like the collaboration with like Sony, like it's uncertain that Prism is going to like, if we continue on like that, it's also uncertain that we will be like fine if we continue on that path, you know? It's always gonna be like uncertain. So it's not bad to be skeptical. Yeah. But like I'm still keeping like an open mind, you know? Like right now, like I'm worried, but like I'm believing that things will like they will like the management will prove to us that like they are super, super reliable, you know? So. Just know anything, fans to support you. Yeah! there are many changes in the E and V tubing space now, but Prism is strong and I have confidence in everyone. Yeah! I do love Prism, it's just, I do love Prism and I love all the talents. So, okay, I will end the space now. Thank you for listening to my rambling. Thank you. I'm going to end the space now. I'm going to go do my work and then go to sleep. Thank you. I will try to do more space. Yes. I will try to do more space, even when I'm not streaming. Okay, Otsu! Otsunaki! Good night! Yes, thank you! Thank you for listening! Thank you, Otsunaki! Hey, bye! I hope I can see you guys soon on stream. Hope for the best with the audio and everything. Bye-bye! Have a nice rest of your day. Have a nice rest of your day. Bye bye.
Yes.